Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Better get ready. Better get ready. Amen. Ready or not, here he comes. Amen. The Lord's coming back. You better get ready. You better get ready. Remember when you'd play hide and seek? Remember they'd say that, ready or not, here I come. Ready or not. Man, they'd hide their eyes and begin to count. You'd be running, trying to find a place to hide. They'd be counting out 90, 89, 88, 80, 79, 78, 77, 70. That's how I counted. I always tried to get real fast. Man, but I believe the countdown's on. The countdown is on. If you could hear in heaven right now, 90, 89, 88, 87, 86, the countdown's on. It's getting closer than you would ever think. Amen. If you could hear the countdown of heaven, it'd probably send chill bumps down your spine. Amen. To know just how close the coming of the Lord really is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. A trumpet sounds. Ready or not. Amen. I'm coming. Lord's coming back. Praise God. Look at the book of Luke with me today. Book of Luke, chapter 14. The bumper sticker on a car says, Jesus is coming back. Then in parentheses, says, and boy, is he mad. Well, let me tell you, Jesus is coming back. Amen. He's coming back with a vengeance. Hallelujah. Amen. He's not coming as a babe in a manger, but he's coming as a reigning and ruling king. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Luke chapter 14. When one of them, verse 15, I'm sorry. Luke 14 and 15. When one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then he said unto them, that being Jesus, a certain man made a great supper and bade many and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they, with all one consent, began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Amen. What an interesting parable given by the Lord. Sometimes, when we read the parables, sometimes we just skip over them very quickly and look at them as a little story here. But I want you to notice there's more to this. There's first of all, I want you to realize that God is making preparation today. Amen. He's preparing, and for each and every one of us, amen, he's prepared something for us right now today, even in this service. I want to talk to you about there's room at the table. There's room at the table. Amen. I tell you, sad day around our house. Last night we had to take the leaf out of the table. Man, you know what that means? There's fewer of us. There's room at the table. Brandon fills that space every once in a while. Brandon or somebody else come by and visit and fill that spot at the table. But there's room at the table. I want to talk to you if I can today. I just want the Lord to help us. I want to be obedient to the Lord because I feel the presence of the Lord here today. And I feel like He's talking to somebody that needs to, amen, just needs to make it right with God. Hallelujah. The Lord's coming. Hallelujah. Don't you love a good meal? The Lord prepares a banquet. The Master prepares a banquet when He bids and He gives an invitation for those to come. You know, when you look around, there's all things in the world that's fulfilling for each and every one of us. Each and every one of our appetites can be satisfied by something in this world. All of your desires that you have, everything that you could ever hope for, can be satisfied by something in this world. You can find satisfaction for your desires and for the appetites of the flesh. You can find satisfaction for things that you, for enjoyment and pleasure. You can find satisfaction for things in life that will bring you happiness and bring you a smile, put a smile on your face for a day and for a moment. You can find things that satisfy. It's funny though, you know how you can get so hungry. You ever been just starving? I mean, you can be so hungry and you can go in and you can order yourself a $50 steak. And when you get done with that $50 steak, Brother Brian, and it tastes so good, you come out, you sit in the car, and you just feel like you're just uncomfortable because now you've ate so much, you've satisfied yourself. You've overindulged. But you could have went, with that same hunger, you could have went into McDonald's. You could have ordered two $5 combo meals. Ate every one of them, and when you left and when you went out and sat in your car, you still would have reached down and undone your belt one loop. Amen. One notch in the belt and said, "Oh, man, I am stuffed and I am so uncomfortable." You see, it does not matter what you satisfy the hunger with. Amen. Once you are satisfied, it's all the same. Once you are filled, the feeling is all the same. It don't matter if it was the $50 steak or the $5 combo meal. Amen. Once you have satisfied yourself, it's all the same. But there's so many people today that are satisfying their appetites and their desires on the things of the world. They are satisfied with all the things of the world. And here God spreads a marvelous table for them each and every day. And God beckons to them and invites them to come and have fellowship with Him. And there's room at the table even today. And yet we come and we make excuse and we have all kinds of reasons why. Amen. That we don't want to come to the table of God. Amen. But God wants to satisfy, amen, something much greater than the appetite of the flesh. God wants to satisfy something much greater than just for a moment. But God wants to satisfy the desires, amen, of your heart for all of eternity. And God wants to meet a need much greater than the hunger of your soul. Amen. God wants to save your soul. Amen. God wants to reach out and save you. Amen. There's something when you think about what God has prepared for His people. Man, when God, when at the table of God, you find, amen, the peace of God, the joy of God. Amen. You find all that your heart could ever long for, anything that your heart could ever desire. I believe that God has that waiting for you. Amen. He said, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." Amen. Everything good, everything pleasant, everything joyful. Amen. Everything that is good for you can be found in the presence of God. Amen. You go out to the world. Amen. You enjoy pleasure for a season, the Bible says. But when you've enjoyed that pleasure, there's still a craving deep down inside of you. Amen. You wake up in the morning, a headache. Amen. You wake up in the morning feeling down and discouraged and depressed. You may wake up in the morning feeling bad about yourself, feeling like a fool, right? Hey man, you feel like a fool, and yet they're still saying, you know what? I've got to go back out and I've got to try to find satisfaction once again. Amen, but I want you to know that in Jesus Christ, amen, you can find satisfaction that will last a lifetime. Amen, you can find, amen, everything that you could ever hope for, amen, that will last a lifetime. Amen. World says, come, partake. And people run to partake of the things of the world. They go and they go headlong into the things of the world, looking for something to satisfy the longings of their heart. Amen. And Jesus sends out an invitation today. And he says, won't you come? Won't you come and enjoy what I prepared for you? Won't you come what I have laid out for you now? Amen. I've got the joy that you're looking for. I've got peace that passeth all understanding. Amen. I've got everything that you're looking for in your life. Amen. And yet we turn our nose up at it because we've become so satisfied with the world. Amen. Everything that you could ever long for. Amen. I believe that God can give it to you. Amen. You're looking for happiness. I believe God can make you happy. You're looking for a happy home. I believe that God can bring happiness to your home. You're looking for unity in your marriage. I believe that God can reunite your marriage. Amen. You're looking for peace in your family. Amen. You're looking for contentment in your home. You're looking for success in your life. Amen. You're looking for the good things in your life. Let me tell you, it all starts at the table of God. It all starts when you begin the feast at the table of Jesus Christ. Amen. He's prepared it for you. Amen. He's prepared it for you. Every good gift, every perfect gift comes from the Father of light. Amen. Everything that you could ever hope for comes from Him. Amen. Everything that you could ever long for, it starts in Jesus Christ. Amen. The table is prepared. The table is spread. Amen. Now an invitation is given. An invitation. Won't you come? Won't you come? Amen. An invitation is given. Amen. There are three invitations given in this passage of Scripture. Amen. First, it was those that were expected to come. Those that were thought that they would be glad to come. Those that should have willingly accepted it and been glad to be a part of it. They refused. The next invitation is go into the highways. Go into the hedges. Call in the halt, the lame, the maimed. Bring him in. All those that maybe are unfortunate, those that are in a suffering condition, those that are without, bring them in. Amen. There's an invitation given for every one of us today. There is nobody excluded from the invitation of God. Amen. And He invites everyone to come and participate and partake, amen, of what God has for them. Don't you like to be invited? Don't you like to be invited? You ever been around and overhear somebody talking about the get together they is getting ready to have? The 4th of July picnic that everybody was planning? Sounded so good. Man, burgers on the grill. Hot dogs. All the good stuff. All the good stuff. The baked beans and everything. Oh man, I'm getting hungry. We're going to cut this short. Yeah, everything that you could have. You know, I mean, you're over here making the plans. Are you bringing the potato salad? Not me. Are you bringing the chocolate cake? I'm in for it. Hey man, what are you bringing? What are you bringing? You hear the overhear it, but you're not invited. Well, let me tell you, we're not here today to talk about all the good things of God and just leave you on the outside, but God invites you today. And He says, why don't you come and be a partaker of the good things of God? Amen. It's for you. It's for you. Amen. You're invited. You are invited. Hallelujah. You're invited. It don't matter. You say, but you don't understand. Man, I don't fit into the crowd. You're invited. You don't understand. I've done a lot of things in my life. Amen. You're still invited. You don't understand, Brother David. I've committed some horrible sins in my life. You're still invited. You don't understand. I've got a lot of baggage that I carry with me. You're still invited. You don't understand. I've been here. I've been there. I've been in jail. I've been in prison. I'm in rehab. I've done this. I've done that. You're still invited. Hallelujah. You're still invited. My family situation, you're still invited. Amen. You know, but you don't understand all the sins that I've committed. Surely God could never forgive me. He's already done it. You're invited. Amen. The table is spread. Amen. There's room at the table. There's room at the table for you today. Amen. All you got to do is say, Lord, I'll accept the invitation. I'll accept the invitation. The invitation has been given. The invitation has been given. Sadly, though, there's excuses given. Look at these excuses. One guy says, I bought a piece of land. Saw it on eBay. It's right there next to Swampville, Florida. 3 miles out of Gatorville. Amen. And I feel like I've got a great deal. I bought it, and I need to go see what it is. He's this man bought a piece of land without even seeing it. Now he needs to go view this land, this piece of property that he's already purchased. What a horrible excuse. What a horrible excuse. And then he says, the next man says, I bought 5 yoke of oxen. I bought 5 yoke of oxen. I need to go try them out. I need to go try them out. See, he bought 10 oxen without even trying them. 10 oxen. He said, man, I've just bought my new ox, man. It's got mad hooves, racing stripes. Hey, man, it's got everything that you could ever hope for. Man, it's got horns. And you never even test drove it. Next man says, I've got married. He didn't have to say any more. He didn't have to say anything else. I've got married. He didn't have to say no more. We understand. You got married. Let me tell you, there's no excuse good enough to miss out on what God's got planned for your life. Amen. There's no excuse. Amen. Quit making excuses and give your heart to God. Hallelujah. I'm too young. You're never too young. I'm too old. You're never too old. Amen. You can be 4 years old and give your heart to God. Amen. You can be 84 years old and give your heart to God. Amen. You're never too young. You're never too old. Amen. I don't understand. It's no excuse. No excuse. I've got a future. I'm planning for my future. Once I make some money. Once I've got made a success out of my life, I'm going to come to God. Go, don't make excuses.
No.
Right now. I'm not ready for that kind of commitment. That's an excuse right now. You're going to miss out on the greatest thing of your life. Greatest moment of your life. Greatest moment. The king. He had in his court a court jester. He was the best. He was the court jester. I mean, he was Fred Bird and Buckeye all rolled in together. You missed those. He was the court jester. He could make the king laugh when he was down and discouraged. When the king was depressed, he would make him laugh. He'd bring joy to him. He could crack a joke and make the king laugh. He could sing a song and bring joy to the king. And the king told him, he says, you're the greatest fool in all of my nation. You're the greatest fool. And he says, oh, he gave him his wand and he says, his scepter. And he said, I want you to go throughout my kingdom And whenever you find a greater fool than you, I want you to give them my scepter. And I want you to proclaim them the greatest fool of my nation. The fool left the king's court, went and traveled all through the nation of the kingdom. He went on, traveled all over, and finally word came to him, said, the king is gravely ill. The king that you love so much is about ready to die. Come quickly to the palace. He came to the palace, and there he came and was ushered into the bedroom of the king as the king lay on his deathbed, taking his last few breaths before he passed on. And the court jester looked at him and said, King, have you made preparation for that final journey? Have you made things right with God? And the king says, no. I've been too busy running my kingdom. I've been too busy collecting gold and silver. I've been too busy being a king, and I've not had time to prepare for that journey. The court jester took that scepter and gave it to the king. He said, King, you're the greatest fool in the nation. Let me tell you today, if you go live your whole life, you never accept the invitation. I don't care what excuse you make. Hey man, you're a fool. You say, but I'm making money. If you don't accept this invitation, you're a fool. But you don't understand, I'm going to when I get older. You're a fool. But you don't understand, I just can't make that commitment right now in my life. I don't want to make that kind of commitment. You are a fool. He who refuses the invitation of God is the greatest fool. I'm asking you today, will you accept the invitation of God? He invites you. Come on. Come. What about it? Would you stand with me today? There's room at the table for you. There's room at the table. The place has already been set. There's room at the table for you. Brother Brim, I've made a lot of messes of my life. Man, the invitation still stands. Won't you come? Hey man, with our heads bowed today. With our heads bowed right now. I'm asking you, would you accept the invitation of the Lord Jesus today? The call's going forth. Come. Everything is ready. Everything is ready. Won't you come? I'm going to ask you one this time this morning. If you're not ready, would you make yourself ready right now? Amen. With our heads bowed this morning. If you're not ready for the coming of the Lord, you're not ready to meet Jesus. And you realize that you need God in your life today. Would you just lift your hand and let me pray with you? Amen. No one's looking around. Just lift your hand up and I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you that God will touch your heart. Is there one this morning that will accept this invitation? Accept this invitation today. Oh, please. I know right now there's excuses going on in your mind. Maybe you feel like, well, I feel like I'm all right. I feel like I'm doing good enough. But is it enough? Are you ready to meet Jesus? Just slip your hand up and say, Brother David, pray with me today that I can make sure that I'm ready to meet the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Is there another? Slip your hand up. Say, Brother David, pray with me today. I want to make sure that I'm ready to meet the Lord. I don't want the Lord to come and me not be ready. I don't want to miss out on the invitation that's given to me today. Hallelujah, Jesus.
There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you.
There's room at the table today. Invitations given.
Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Oh, yes.
There's room at the cross for you.
Hallelujah. I wonder if we could do this today. Right now, every one of us, every one of us, could we just bow our heads and say our own personal prayer? Say, God, I'm going to make sure that I'm ready. Lord, if there's anything in my life, God, forgive me. Lord, God, I ask you to help me to be ready. Say it with me. God, I want to be ready. Forgive me, Jesus. Pray. Say your own personal prayer right where we stand today. Lord Jesus, work in their heart and life right now, God. Speak to them, Lord Jesus, I pray. God, if there's one here today, Lord God, that's not for sure, not certain, God, let them know, God, before they leave this place, God, their sins are forgiven and they're ready to meet you, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.